This is the G's Rural Life Podcast, a husband and wife living their rural life in northern Colorado with their two crazy pups.
And we're here to talk about real life stuff.
Hi, darling.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm a little tired.
Yeah, me too.
My sleep schedule is all messed up.
Hey, good news though. First podcast is doing pretty good.
Yeah.
We got new music for this podcast.
Not too sure.
We're on iTunes. It's my birthday.
More than 72 hours later though, correct?
Yeah.
Wasn't way that like 5 days?
Yeah, it was
like,
pretty bad.
How many days? 72 hours?
I think I posted it to iTunes Thursday last week and it came up yesterday. So.
How long? 72 hours.
What is yesterday? Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it came up on Tuesday. 72 hours, 3 days.
Thank you. I was going to be like, do I have to ask three times?
Do I have to pull out my phone and do math?
I was just
about math to is hard.
Math is hard. It's not my strong suit.
Numbers aren't easy.
It's not my strong suit, okay?
Hey, it's my birthday.
Words.
Thanks for the Taylor ham sandwich when I woke up.
It was promised.
I did see that on Instagram. Yeah, thank you very much.
Once you put it out there, there's no coming back.
You should see the gift my mom sent me at 2 o'clock in the morning when I was working for a happy birthday.
Do I want to know?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. It's not as awesome as the Taylor ham. Mm.
That was
the best present you could possibly bring us, is
pretty
Taylor
close.
Ham.
She gave me the orangutan dance through the forest.
I've never seen this before.
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
What the hell was she doing up at 2 o'clock in the morning?
That was pretty much her next message was, now what would a retired old lady be doing up at 4 a.m.? Didn't even wonder why I was up at 2 a.m. And I was like, it's 4 a.m. where you're usually at because they're in Florida. Or they're here, but they're usually in Florida. What would a retired old lady be doing up at 4 a.m.? I don't know.
Reading?
Whatever you damn well please because you're a retired lady. If you want to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, you can be up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Why not?
Yeah, because she reads up until the weirdest hours and finishes like 900 page books in 20 minutes.
I don't understand how she reads so fast.
I don't know either.
Doesn't make any sense.
I can't even finish a book. So props to her for finishing like 9 books in the time that I attempt to read 3 chapters.
Yeah. It's insane.
Alice, go. But anywho, it's your birthday.
We moved our podcasting station to the old office, and the dogs are
Atlas is currently chewing on his ball, but it has to be touching Kevin's hand. I don't understand.
It's got to be touching me.
He's weird.
Yeah.
But anywho, it's your birthday.
Yes, it is.
Yep, you're working. We're not doing anything exciting.
No, you did exchange my Vans for me. I do like the two pairs of Vans you got me. I do really like those. The more I think about it, those like orange ones, orangish ones, rust colored ones.
I don't know. They remind me of like Timberlands, but darker. Like the color of Timberlands, but like a coppery color.
Yeah, I think
they're really cool.
I think they're pretty cool. You got me new sunglasses. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Which I'm afraid to wear now. Because all my sunglasses get so destroyed so fast.
Yeah, but seriously, I'm not even joking you. I went on a mad rampage yesterday trying to find those sunglasses. Trying to find Vans in size 10 and a half and trying to find Dragon sunglasses.
I mean, just good luck in the first place find Vans in 10 and a half.
Literally everyone
Yay for
that
being
I
the average
was like,
male.
Everyone, I was like, let's see about this one. Nope, our largest size is like a freaking 8. What guy wears an 8?
Kyle.
Really?
Yeah. He's got baby feet.
Feet are weird, though. If you really think about it, feet are disgusting.
Yeah,
they disgust
feet are
me.
Nasty.
They disgust me. That's probably why I don't wear flip-flops a lot, is because I hate feet.
I just don't look at them. Still wear flip-flops.
I just don't want other people to look at them. I just don't want people to look at my feet, because I've actually seen, like, when I went next door one day, and I think I had flip-flops on. They were totally staring at my feet, and it was making me so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's because they're country folk, and we're living out in the country. Like, what the hell? dang old wearing flip flops out here. What the hell is this?
No, they're probably like, what are these tattoo things like?
Oh, yeah. That too.
We're old white people.
And we have two young white people living next to us that have sleeves and tattoos and piercings.
Well, I just don't think he realized I had as many tattoos as I
Sweet
had.
Sweet Jesus.
Because it's been so cold out that he hasn't really seen my naked toes.
So SpaceX launched the other day. We had a satellite on it, apparently. And Ball. Aerospace had a satellite on there.
I thought you were like we did. I was like, how the hell does that work?
Green Propulsion Initiative, something like that. But I made Aaron watch the launch at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how many times I watch SpaceX launch. I mean, like, this was awesome because it was the third Falcon Heavy. I don't care how many times I watch them launch. Watching all those boosters land is amazing. Sends chills down my spine.
Well, that's
it did suck, though, the center booster. They were showing it from "Of Course I Still Love You." And, like, the center booster's coming, and Aaron's like, when do you know it's going to go up? I'm like, the sky will light up. Sky started lighting up, and it's coming and coming and coming. It missed by like 100 yards, hit the ocean, blew up. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say is Oak and Iron got up and went to the launch and took pictures of it. I don't know if you saw it.
Damn you guys. I'm jealous.
Yeah,
super
I know.
Jealous.
I sent him a message, and I was like, I'm jealous. We want to see a launch, and it came out as we want to see a laugh. And I just was like, hopefully I got the point across. Does he understand? I don't know.
Yeah, I was so bummed out.
But anywho, shout out to Oak and Iron.
Yeah.
What
up, guys?
Let us use one of the pictures that we got done when we were down there last in Florida, which was super kind of them. But it's like our favorite photo ever because it really explains our personalities quite to a T.
Hey, by the way, thanks for the happy birthday wish on IG, brother.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, if you guys are ever in the Cocoa Beach, Melbourne area.
Florida, period.
Florida.
Flora. In the Flora area.
Look up Oak and Iron. They're two.
Their husband and wife.
Yeah.
Wedding and lifestyle photography team.
Crazy, wild, awesome people
and
incredible
photographers. They like cats.
More than anything, they love pizza. Because they recommended that pizza joint to us and
yeah, that's
Cocoa,
like it. Did
it
you listen? Did
insanely amazing.
Or if you saw something on Instagram, there's just a big thing about it. He's like a pizza god or something. I don't know.
He is pretty much a pizza god.
No, like that's what they call him at that place.
Really?
Whatever the place, Jenna's.
Jenna's or something like that.
Jenna's, I think.
I don't remember. I just remember the pie. I had to put the pies in the back of my mom's car because
no,
they were
I held
so
them.
Big.
I held
no
them,
way
but
he
it,
held that.
Yes,
that
I did. And it was super hot, but I held them because you were being a crazy driver with the old Florida people. But yeah, anywho.
You got to be pretty defensive against those old Florida people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're in such a hurry to get everywhere because they might die at any moment.
It's kind of fucked up.
It's true.
It's kind of fucked up.
Hey, you know, sometimes the truth's a bitch.
Very true.
So those of you that have listened to our first podcast, cheers. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you. As you drink some water.
Yeah. I have to go to work. And
I'm drinking ice cold coffee from like 9 o'clock this morning, I think. Coffee's coffee.
No.
Coffee
is
coffee.
It either has to be cold brewed or it's hot. Like you drink it just, it's like drinking Pepsi.
No.
Yeah.
Coffee is coffee.
Coffee is coffee.
I'll drink some of it, let it get cold, add more, warm it up in the microwave, put some more creamer in there and continue to drink it.
Oh, you're so weird.
Coffee is coffee.
So weird.
Nope, coffee's coffee.
Nope.
But anywho, we moved our lovely little garden outside.
Yeah, those peppers do not look like they're loving life.
Just shut up. They just got moved. They were indoor. They were indoor plants and now they're outdoor plants.
Yeah,
the tomatoes are happy. The peppers with the tomatoes
they were
are
indoored.
Happy.
In the window, getting warm, but being subtly air conditioned at the same time.
They're fine.
And then now they're getting blasted by the
Anyways,
sun.
Anyways, they're fine. And our broccoli's doing great. Our lettuce is doing great. Peppers look good. A couple of the peppers just look pissed off, but I think that's just because.
That's probably just a shock.
They were just abruptly moved. And then the other night, it was kind of cold when I didn't get home till like 11 o'clock or whatever.
Oh, and you
it was like
the car
really
in front of the house?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't
want to
get
like,
stabbed.
Where the hell is she going? She got home late last night.
Yeah, I got home at 11 o'clock, and when you that...
What are you going to get stabbed by? The fucking barn cat over there?
Shut up. Is he going
to jump out of the dark and be like...
Yeah, did you see that? You didn't witness the interaction between the dog and the cat today when Atlas almost got fucking murdered by a cat.
Atlas almost got murdered by a cat, or Atlas almost murdered said cat? Because when you were explaining that conversation to me when you woke me up, was,
he almost ate the kitty, and then the kitty almost murdered him.
Ate the cat.
Yeah, so but remember the first cat? The
love hate murder murder relationship.
But you remember the first interaction that they had that time when there was one cat, and then Atlas went, and then like another cat came out of nowhere, and they were ganging up on Atlas, and he didn't know what to do, and Sholeo came for the rescue.
I think I remember you telling me that.
It was the orange kitty and the gray kitty. But he went after the gray kitty, and then the orange kitty, which I'm pretty sure is the dad, came out of nowhere and was ready
I'll fuck you up.
To mess him up. And then Sholeo was like, nah, bro, you ain't touching my brother.
Little like 60-pound German Shepherd. It's like, hey, I'm going to beat your ass. And then like little like 20-pound cat's like, no, you, man. And then some 100-pound German Shepherd comes running out of nowhere, and this cat's like, I'm out.
Cats are scary.
You're on your own.
Cats are scary when they're mad. Like, the devil comes out of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
You've never seen a mad cat, then?
I don't think I've ever been dumb enough to be that close to a mad cat.
Well, I've been scratched a
lot. I used to have a mad cat. Xbox controller.
Wow.
Wait. Oh. See if I can find the right one.
9 years later, he finally hits the correct button. Yeah, so anywho.
Hey, those controllers are the shit for any old school Xbox person. You could do a wireless controller and they're small because the first Xbox controllers were like holding a semi-steering wheel. Sitting here trying to play your video game and like got to use your elbow to hit another button. And then the buddy's got to use the joysticks for you.
I fell asleep.
Whatever.
I fell asleep. But yeah, anywho, our plants went outside, so that's why we have a new podcast area that's not our island. Because our island's sweet, but it was just a lot of setup and tear down every time. But now we have a more permanent area for them.
I still think we should get like a... This is where we should do our bar table. Get a nice bar high table. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to put a bar high table in this room. What, are people going to come over and sit at our bar high table?
No, it's for us in the podcast.
Our freaking plastic table's doing great. We just need different chairs.
Get a table like this big. Like this tall.
No.
Flush with this.
No, we just need like different chairs. These chairs are just too tall. But yeah.
Sorry. I just woke up, so I got like morning clear in my throat. Yes, I know it is almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I just got up. Working nights is a bitch.
Mm-hmm. For more than just you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's why I fell asleep at like 5:30 yesterday, and then woke up at like 8:30.
Yeah, I thought you were just staying up late last night. So you'd be the first person to wish me happy birthday.
No, my ass passed out, and then I woke up from a little key nap, and boom, couldn't go back to sleep. I was watching Girlfriend's Guide to a Divorce or something. Something stupid on Netflix.
Weird.
It's what you do when you can't sleep. You just watch shit on Netflix.
Saw Justin this morning.
Juarez.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Hi. Tell my best bitch I said hi.
Hey. Yeah, but Taylor Ham, side note, sidetrack. Gotta go on a whole thing with Taylor Ham.
Because it's like the most amazing substance on the face of the planet.
I was thinking back, and that's like the first breakfast you ever made me when we first started dating, and I had no idea that's what it was.
For real?
Yeah, because you made me like a bagel sandwich thing at your parents' house, and I was like, it was fucking amazing, but remember, I used to be so nervous I couldn't eat.
Yeah.
So I would like have a little bit of like little bunny rabbit bites.
And look at you now. You can fucking gear shift fart in front of me now.
And murder hamburgers. Like it's.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Bam. Yeah. So if anybody's interested, Taylor Ham, otherwise known as Trenton Pork Roll, is a salted pork concoction in a roll that you slice up and you fry it, and it is,
and you put it on a bagel
or traditionally speaking a Kaiser roll, but finding a good Kaiser roll.
Everything bagels west of are Mississippi. Delicious.
Yeah, anybody that's interested in it, it's amazing.
Or you can put an egg on top, but I'm not big on the egg department, so an egg. You put it with some hash browns. You could just eat it just itself. You can mix it in some whatever. It's better than bacon.
Yeah, let's say we made it on, you made it on Sunday, yep, the day after our party, when I got up at like 10:30. And a couple people there said it is better than bacon.
Better than bacon.
So if anybody's wondering, we had our party.
But remember, Brandon was like, what? Where's this been my entire life?
Around. Yeah, so if anybody's wondering, we had our party on Saturday. It was a big success. I got so drunk, I fell down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the first time that Corey didn't help me, assist me in going down the stairs. And I made like two steps and fell down the stairs. I'm all right, though.
Yeah, but...
I slid down on my butt.
Like I said, what were you going to hurt yourself on? Nothing. Carpet? Drywall? Probably. We didn't used to have that. Like, if you fell down the stairs at our old house, your arm could have gone down in between the stairs and the wall, and then you would have been, like, slinking the rest of your body, and your arm would
have
been
stuck. There's so much could have happened at the whole house.
Yeah.
Like, if I fell down the stairs.
But you know that, what's that movie? Oh, what's that movie? You know the movie where she steps on the nail, and they have to be quiet?
Isn't it The Silence?
Something like that, where they can't talk.
You're talking about the one with John Krasinski and his real life wife.
I don't know. I'm terrible.
With the weird monsters, their son gets murdered on the train tracks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I was like, I don't know actor names, unless it's Marky Mark.
Yeah, it's because Marky Mark's fucking man crush.
Marky Mark's just cool.
He's your man crush.
He's just cool. I don't crush.
You crush on Marky Mark.
No.
Bless you, soul.
I'm not after
I didn't
looks.
Say bless your soul. I said bless you.
I'm not.
Shoal.
I'm not after.
Shoal just sneezed.
I'm not after his looks. I'm after the personality.
Atlas is looking corn cobbing Axel's leg.
Yeah, look at Axel. He's looking at me like, please, for the love of God, help me. How do I get out of this situation?
Fucking dogs.
I was trying to remember stuff earlier to talk about, and I wrote on the sticky note bee things.
Bee?
Like bumblebee things.
Do you have a stroke? You smell burnt toast?
No.
That wasn't the bagel you made me?
Maybe it was something to do with the show and I just like wrote it down. I don't
what
know
show?
Why. I was watching a show downstairs because I was editing photos. I was in the dark hole of editing photos.
You were in your bat cave?
Yeah. And uploading photos. And I don't know what else I was doing.
We need to buy a tractor.
Yeah, well... No tractor talk right now. But yeah, we're trying to bust out a podcast real quick before Kevin goes to work because we're going to be busy the next couple of days. At least I am.
You are.
Yeah. So I got a meeting on Friday. I got to pick up a photo booth. I got to take photos on Friday. Saturday, we got to... Oh, yeah. So Saturday, hold on. Let me pull this up.
You said you got to pick up the photo booth?
Yeah, because I'm assisting him as a photo booth lady person.
So you're...
It's not my booth. I'm just running it for the person.
Yeah, for those people that are interested, we own a photo booth.
Yeah, side note, but...
It's awesome.
A friend of ours is battling stage 4 cancer right now. And on Saturday, I'm trying to look at the time... 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to be at Little Richie's New York Pizza in King Carroll, so Littleton area. From, 11 to 9, Little Richie's, and all the donations go towards helping them pay medical bills and stuff for the cancer.
Because cancer's a bitch.
Yeah, but we're in the part of the raffle, so you can win a family session or... Bedhead by Casey, a haircut, Rocky's tickets, artwork, amazing jewelry, 4-person round of golf. But yeah, you can go by and get some food and drinks and stuff and enter in the raffle and hopefully maybe win something cool. But yeah, stop by on Saturday.
I mean, it doesn't matter what you win. I mean, it's going for a great cause.
Yeah.
Cancer's a bitch.
The winning stuff doesn't matter, but we donated some stuff.
She could use some help.
So help her pay medical bills because she got a little 1-year-old child. And I can't imagine being a mom and having cancer. That would suck.
Yeah, it's crazy how life does that kind of shit. I was just reading some last night.
Yeah, punches you in the throat all at once.
Yeah, because one of the actors from the old show, Scrubs,
yeah.
Weird bald guy, like literally the day after he finds out him and his wife are having a baby, he finds out he's got brain cancer that's like metastasized to his like his lungs, his liver, his kidneys, and all this other shit.
Yeah, but think about that firefighter. I think his name is Cody Moon. Not too long ago, that he had brain cancer, and his wife was like literally a month out from having the baby, and he passed away.
Yeah, cancer's a bitch.
Yeah, that's just crazy. Like how it works, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
It's all right, you're good. I'm just going to die in my sleep with a heart attack.
Yeah, let's not talk about death. You do this every time, and I tell you to shut up. So, anywho. I'm
telling you.
Yeah.
I was happy to see my parents on Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was nice.
I was surprised that they came down. And, like, I thought they had places to go.
Yeah.
Things to do.
They got places to go and people to see us, their children. I mean, I'm my mom's favorite. So, yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. Atlas is corn cobbing my toe.
Yeah, he does this. I don't understand. Atlas.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Dumbass.
I thought you were
You do that me. To me all the time, and then you get mad at me when I don't, like, understand what you're trying to...
Because you don't understand ball language?
Yeah, because you're trying to, like... Show me shit that's not easy.
You understand?
You're like, ooh, 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 and then you're like, yeah, that means I need to go for a walk and take a shit or something like that. And I'm like, how the fuck was I supposed to know?
You know the universal symbol for I have to poop.
Yeah, I know, but that's the first thing that came to mind is I gotta walk and take a shit.
Wow.
Never know.
I was gonna start talking about Anchor, our podcast host, but I guess on that's not a good leeway into that one.
Now it is. But yeah, Anchor is our podcast host.
Yes, yeah, so I've gotten a few questions since people listened to our first one that what are we using to host our podcast? And I've been directing them towards Anchor. Because, you know, you look up on Google, you know, podcast hosts, and there's, what, 30,000 options?
Every single
blogger's got their own preference.
A lot of them want you to pay, though, you know.
Yeah.
Like, here, pay $15 a month to host your podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Like,
$15 a month? What?
Yeah, why am I paying for you to do something for me?
Yeah, I was almost like, let's just return that shit. I ain't paying $15 a month to host it.
Right.
And then a nice lady named Morgan with Let's Be Honest About Business podcast, she so kindly put some input in for me and let me know that Anchor is what she used and that it was easily distributed across platforms for us. So we didn't have to do like you do on Instagram, where you post on Instagram and then Facebook and then Pinterest and blah, 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 blah. You have to do it over and over again.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested in doing a podcast, check out anchor.fm. This podcast is brought to you by Anchor, the easiest way to podcast. Anchor has given us everything we need to be able to podcast, which we can use right from our phones or our computers. The tools available allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. Anchor will even distribute your podcast for you to places like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Best part is, all of this is free. That's right, free. All you have to do is download the app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Yeah, like I said, anchor.fm. Go check it out.
Which is pretty cool. Because it gives us all the analytics on the podcast, and we can drop in stuff, and people can...
We can drop in stuff.
If you want to be a sponsor, you can do it right there, and you don't have to do all this back loop and stuff.
Yeah, if you even if you're not doing a podcast, and you find some of the podcasts you like, if you find them on Anchor FM, you can sponsor their podcast for as low as like 99 cents a month or something.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Without having to go through, like, Patreon.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, yo. But, anywho.
What?
That's pretty much a wrap for this, right?
What? In the butt?
You gotta shower.
Yeah.
Because your rad's coming.
My rad's coming. He wants to drive, but I don't want to let him drive.
I don't want to let him drive. That's very controlling. Why does he want to drive?
Because it's my day to drive. But he wants to drive separate tomorrow night because he's got something going on. And either way, I don't care.
Okay, cool.
I just feel like driving. I like driving my truck, okay? I like my truck.
I like my car.
Oh, speaking of which,
don't you?
I was looking at him today.
Looking at who?
Your car.
Yeah.
On the drive home.
And my next car.
I almost had to say no.
Why?
Because of the transmission. It wasn't the transmission that I thought it was, and I had to do some research, and it's the same transmission, so we're good.
Yeah,
You didn't tell me how much horsepower that thing's got.
Yeah.
For how small that engine is, Jesus.
And it's 7-speed transmission.
Yeah, because I was talking to Nate about it, because I said that you might want to sell your car, and he's like, "Damn, she wants that car that bad," and I was like, "Yeah, she's all about it."
He's like, I heard
that car had this kind of engine. He's like, how does that work? And I was like, what do you mean? How does that work? He's like, well, I've never heard of that engine before. So I had to explain to him why it has that kind of engine because I didn't know it had a 5-cylinder.
You didn't know.
I didn't know that.
Because I didn't tell you.
No, they tried that engine for a little bit and it was kind of a flop. I mean, it just half a Lamborghini V10 chopped in half. And it was kind of a flop of an engine. So I didn't think they had that engine anymore.
How much horsepower was that? 394?
Yeah, something like that. It was like 394, 396 horsepower, and like 360 foot-pounds of torque.
Ooh, that, I told you that. 354 foot-pounds of torque.
Like I was sitting there like, I built one. I built my own. Oh. I was looking at it. And then I built...
you ain't getting one.
I built my car.
Oh, okay.
That starts at $115,000.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah.
See, at least I was not terrible. It's only like $10,000 more than the last car we bought.
Yeah, not bad.
The Jeep was like 40, wasn't it?
Yeah, 44, 45.
Well, we didn't pay that much, but that's how much it was listed for. So it's
actually $20,000? Huh? It's actually $20,000 more?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mine?
Yeah.
Then you built something totally different. We had this discussion.
I built mine with every option.
Mine was like $14,000 more.
Mine was awesome.
Fuck you.
But I think at this point in time, I'd rather have my Tesla.
You're not getting a Tesla.
I want a Tesla.
No.
Yes.
You're not getting a Tesla. You have a truck.
So why can't I have a Tesla?
Why can't I have a car?
You have a car. And
why
I never
can't
said,
I have a new car?
Never said you couldn't have a new car. I want a Tesla.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's got ludicrous
Kevin
mode.
Wants outweigh Corey wants.
Oh, that is bullshit. No,
it's not bullshit. It's not bullshit. You just push my want out of the way because you want a Tesla.
I didn't say anything about pushing your want
you
out of the way.
You pushed it out of the way.
No?
Yes.
I just said I want a Tesla.
No, you pushed it out of the way.
We have a thing. I buy, you buy. I buy, you buy.
So it's my buy.
No, technically speaking, as far as cars are concerned, it's my buy. Because I bought my truck, and then we turned around like 2 weeks later, got rid of the Jeep, bought the Subaru. So technically speaking, car-wise, it's my buy.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But I think if
you
want to...
brand new truck.
I think if you want to count
you
all
walked off the lot with like 3,000 miles on it?
4,000 miles on it.
It was a dealer demo.
4,000
miles. That truck is brand fucking new.
It's not brand new. There was wear on it.
There's one sticky button in the entire truck, and that's not brand new.
It was weird. It was on the steering wheel, too.
Maybe some shit happened.
No, but I guess technically, if you want to say all the money I've spent on my truck with the shit I've done to my truck, it's your buy.
Yeah.
Because I bet
the
amount of money I spent on my truck is pretty decent down payment.
I haven't done anything.
Brian was amazed that I was on my third set of tires.
The most I've done to my car is buy mud flaps for it and put brakes on it.
I'm pretty sure I bought you the mud flaps for like Christmas or one of your birthdays.
Okay, I'm just saying that's
so
the most.
You didn't buy shit.
That is the most we have done. And you know what? You didn't buy shit on your last truck. I did the exhaust. So
you did do the exhaust. Huh. That was a birthday present.
I know. We were just talking about that the other day.
You surprised the hell out of me and you're freaking out because you thought I was going to think someone stole my truck. You gotta love the beauty of night shift.
We were talking night shift.
Yeah, wasn't it on night?
No, you were at Safe Light. You were still
was
at
I?
Safe Light, yeah.
Oh.
And I came home and John was parked in the driveway and I'm like, John, you need to get the fuck out the driveway. But we were just talking about that the other day because I literally took your truck with the spare key, didn't tell you shit, went and got an exhaust on it, brought it back and parked it, and you had no fucking idea even when you started
nope.
it.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of had a little bit of idea when I started.
My elbow. I didn't hit it.
That's
it's
why
locked
I saw the funny
up.
Bone.
No, it's locked up.
Oh. Damn.
From a weird angle.
No, I kind of understand. I kind of figured it out when I started it. It had a little bit of a rumble to it.
Yeah, but you didn't like really think
no.
anything.
No, if you still have that video, like you could definitely see all the wheels turning in my
like,
head.
What the fuck is wrong with my
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's something. Oh, my God.
I was going to tell you yesterday.
Taco Tuesday?
Yesterday when I was going to Flatirons.
Hey, can instead of Taco Tuesday, can we have Taylor Ham Tuesday?
We can have both.
All right.
Taylor Ham for breakfast, tacos for dinner.
Yeah.
But anyways, I was going to Flatirons yesterday, and there was this guy, I think it was an Audi. It was an Audi. It was all blacked out. And he was like, you know, trying to race me and stuff. And then he got in front of me, stopped at the light, and stepped on it. And it was like, that's straight up out. And I was just like, no, that like was something, disgusting.
Something blewed up?
I don't know. It was like, like when maybe. When
so it obviously had an aftermarket turbo on it that sounded
No. It was the exhaust. The exhaust sounded like shit. It sounded like a pissed off cat. This cat thing just keeps coming back this morning.
Almost seems like you want a cat, even though we had this discussion.
We had a kitty for a while.
Yeah. We don't talk about that kitty. That kitty's no longer with us.
Yeah, but that kitty's so cute. I was looking at pictures of him the other day. Because remember how tiny she was? It wasn't.
I just love how I get home and you're like,
you were sleeping.
Was I?
You remember nothing. Yeah, you were sleeping. Remember the kitty was crying and crying and crying. So I was trying to coax it. And then I came in the house and the cat was wrapped in my shirt and the dogs were freaking the fuck out. And you were like, what? And I was, and then I woke you up and I was like, so there's a kitty downstairs. And you were like, wait, what? And I was like, you just need to go see it. And then you were like, we can keep it if you want. And I was like, this is not the time.
Atlas is a puppy. He will eat it.
And I've been trying to wrangle the outdoor kitties, you know, into the garage or something.
Corey the cat herder. Yeah, out there, like your hat from the San Francisco Zoo. Yeah. Come on, kitties. Come on, get out over here.
I'm just a crazy cat lady, and I can't admit it. I always call Casey a crazy cat lady, but it's not true.
No, she's not. She's not outside.
I'm just trying to wrangle a kitty.
She's not outside trying to herd wild cats.
They don't like it either. You can't
turn this into a business.
I was just hoping that they would have some more little baby kitties, and then I could just wrangle them all up, and I could have a pack of kitties.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm just kidding. I hope they don't.
Got your own little gang of kitties, like walking down the street. Just
<"Sup."> Them bitches are territorial. You should have seen that one this morning. God damn, I wish I would have had it on video.
I'll just go put them up in front of the donkeys up the street.
No.
You want to see some territorial motherfucker?
No.
Donkey be like, pacow.
Pacow. Is that it kicking?
my donkey kicking a cat.
Pacow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, it's going sideways. You need to go shower.
Yeah, on that note, I think we're done.
But anyways, now that we're on iTunes, if you're listening on iTunes, you should
drop a rating, review it, subscribe to it.
Subscribe. If you're on any other platforms, leave us comment, like, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then find us on Instagram at the G's Rule Life. And send us a DM, I guess, if you want to hear anything special or tell us anything special.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, guys. We out. Thank you.
Bye.